Hello, everyone. Welcome to podcast number 30 in the Jam and Jerry's House of Fun podcasts. And today we're going to be upgrading our Google device. We have the if I can grab the right remote, I'll be happy. There it is. We have the old Chromecast with Google TV that we got a few years ago. And just to remind everybody how responsive it is, let's go over here just to make sure you can hear it and everything. So, let's see here. I had to turn it.
Button.
Okay.
Smart Hub 11 items.
All right, so
HDMI 3 Chromecast, Wednesday, October 30th, 1:04 p.m.
Okay, Samsung, shut up. Okay.
Apps, button.
See, I push the button now.
Library, button.
Now.
Search with Google Assistant.
Now.
Open quick settings panel.
That's pretty not responsive. So what we're going to do is we received the
HDMI 3 Chromecast.
Would you shut up, Samsung? Thank you. As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, we got the Google TV streamer today. So what we're going to do is come over here and unplug the Chromecast. And I've kind of got a lot of stuff on the floor over here, and I didn't realize that. So it's going to be hard to get to the HDMI port where I need to get to. Yank. And yes, it's going to yell at me.
HDMI cable. Disconnected one. Connect your TV, an external device with an HDMI cable. To find out how
blah,
to connect,
blah, blah,
select
blah,
the connection guide
up.
Button 2 or press the source button below to select a connected source. Connection guide button.
All right. Take this out. There we go. Grab my phone. I will say I'm not very impressed with the way it's packed in the box. And the reason I say that is because the back of the box, I'm able to push buttons on the remote. Let me show you here. If you listen real carefully. That's me pushing buttons on the remote. I think it was just kind of crammed in this box. Also, another thing I'm not very impressed with is they don't give you an HDMI cable. Come on, people. Come on, Google. You get enough money. So thank God I have a spare HDMI cable. Now, this is going to be a lot different because this is not a dongle that hangs on the back of your TV. This is actually, from what I understand, a nice little box. And yeah, I'm not very impressed with the way this is in here, but what can you do? So, excuse me. I'm pulling the stuff out now. All right. If you guys would pack this better, you know, just saying. So it's got kind of a paper thing covering the top, and the stuff is in different sections of this. I don't like the way this is, just saying. So you kind of pull this, you pull the paper back, and then you've got three compartments here. The remote is in one. The box is in another. That's actually kind of interesting looking. And then the cable that you plug it into a brick, because it doesn't. I don't see a brick. But I'm gonna look. But I do not see a brick. I do not see a brick. Oh, okay. I see a brick, but it's over by the remote. Interesting place for the brick. Why don't you put the brick where the, I don't know, where the cable is? That would make sense. That would make too much sense. Not that I need this brick, because I've already got one. But that's not the point. So, I could use this brick, no big deal, I suppose. Oh, and it's not even USB-C on both ends. Okay, so I am going to have to use this brick because my brick, the brick that I have is USB-C, USB-C. This cable is USB-C and USB-A. I'm taking the little clamps off the wire at the moment. So give me just a moment to do that. Come on. They don't use wire ties. All right. So there we go. That side will go in the device when I hook up the device. That side goes in the brick. There we go. All right. So the cable the power cable slash brick are now set up. Let's look at the device now. And I'm going to be... Whoa! Hey! The remote insists on jumping out at me. I may not use their batteries. I might just use my own. Unless these open easy. Oh, they actually do. And there just went one of them. Nice. I gotta find it. I don't want to put the batteries in it yet. So what I'm gonna do is actually put the remote and the batteries in a pocket. If I find the other battery that just fell, which I'm not seeing. Oh goody. Means I got a runaway battery. Nice. Hey. Cute. Runaway battery. Did someone eat my battery? We got a runaway battery and we ain't got time for this. So what we're going to... Oh, nope, there it is. Never mind. Okay, I found it. All right, so looking at the device, I don't know what to call this shape. And it's even got a button on the back too, and I don't know what that button is. At any rate, on the back... with the back not facing you, with the back being away from you, going from left to right, you've got your HDMI port, your Ethernet port, and then your power port, your USB-C port, and then some button that I don't know what that button does. The whole bottom is rubbery, and it's like the weirdest looking thing I've ever seen in my life. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're actually going to hook up the HDMI first. At least one person has had issues trying to get talk back up and going when they were doing the first time setup. I hope I don't have that problem, but you never know, I suppose. I'll just set you down for the moment. Oh, that sits there nicely. I can just let it sit right here. Right there. All right. I just got to somehow run this HDMI cable behind the TV and get it to where I need it. Let's see, are you the right way? No. So let's turn you around. Come on. Turn around. I swear, HDMI cables, at least for me, are harder to put in than they need to be. Just saying. All right, so now I need to take the other end of this HDMI cable. We're going to feed it back like this. I don't think I'm going to be able to reach that though. I think I'm going to have to play where can I put my foot? Yeah, I'm not going to be able to reach that, so I'm going to... I don't think I'm going to be reaching that anytime soon. We're not where it needs to be anyway. Yeah, I know. Okay. You got to love how you have to run wires sometimes. I wonder if I can temporarily run it over the TV and then get it to drop down once I've got it hooked up. I think I'm going to try that because that might be safer. All right. Where are you, HDMI port? There you are. I see you. I think. Yeah, there you are. It's just trying to get back behind the TV to hook this up and make sure I'm doing it right. Because HDMI cables are harder for me than USB cables. There we go. And then what we do is we drop this. Come on.
Check device power 1, turn on the device. If the power is not turned on, check the cable connection or select the connection guide button to learn how to connect to, or press the source button below to select a connected source. Connection guide button.
All right, shut up. Okay, so that's now hooked up. It sees the HDMI. So let me grab the power cord. And we're going to have to switch the brick. Switch the brick! We are going to play switch the brick. All right. Take that brick out, because that's a... Wait. Yeah. Okay. I see. It's got a USB-C and a normal USB on it. That's all right. We'll just hook up the original one. That's all right. No big deal. We'll just hook up the original. All right. And then once I hook this up, that's when I'm going to... put the batteries in the remote. Because that's what the person who I got directions, that's what they did. Because you got to give this thing a minute or two to boot up and load up and all that. And the very first thing you have to do, and it's very crucial, is pair the remote. So before we plug this in, let's go over the remote real quick. So you hold the remote with the directional pad away from you. And toward you will be two little buttons. So the top of the remote, the first thing you come across is the directional pad with the OK button in the middle. I call it an OK button. You could also call it like a select button, I guess. At any rate, so there are buttons down the left side and the right side. They're all on the face. But let's go down the left side. The left side is back. Then the next one down has a dot on it. That's your assistant. Next one down is mute. The next one down is, I believe, YouTube. And then the little button on the left is your power button. On the right-hand side, you have, right under the directional pad, you have home, volume up, volume down, Netflix, and then a custom button that you can set it up to probably load whatever app you want it to load or something along those lines. So, now that we've gone over the remote, let's go ahead and plug this bad boy in and see what breaks. Because with me, if it can go wrong, it does go wrong. Now, me personally, I would rather use Ethernet, but I don't have an Ethernet over here, so I guess we're going to have to use Wi-Fi for this. Yeah, I don't have Ethernet over here. And I don't think I have one. I have one plugged into the router, but I don't think it's going to reach over to the entertainment center. So let's find the Ethernet that's over here. And like I said, I don't think it's going to be long. Actually, it might be. Holy crap, look at that. And I won't have to mess with Wi-Fi.
Yeah!
It's sometimes the small things, you know? Yes, this one will reach. So, we'll just hook this Ethernet cable in like so. There we go. That way, I don't have to type a password with a remote control until I start logging into stuff. All right. Now we can hook up the power. So here we go. Now that I got the Ethernet and the HDMI in, the power is now in. While it's powering up, and we should hear some...
Mic source button.
We should hear some beeps and
stuff. Detecting device. You can easily control the detected devices with your smart remote. Press the down button on your Samsung remote if your device is a PC.
I'd love to be able to get the remote open. Put the batteries in it. But I'm having trouble even doing that much right now. There we go.
You can set up this device manually so you can control it with smart remote. Do you want to set it up now?
Would you leave me alone, Samsung? We're just waiting for it to make some beeps and stuff, and it hasn't done it yet.
HDMI 3.
I haven't heard it make any beeps and stuff. I'll give it a little bit longer to make sure I didn't miss anything. Well, it says that I would hear some chimes, and I have not. So I'm giving it a little bit more time because I know I need to pair the remote. I haven't heard any chimes, although part of that could be because Samsung kept talking, and when Samsung talks, it makes your other device back off, and we may not have heard the chimes. So what I'm going to do is hope like hell it did what it was supposed to. I'm going to press and hold the back and home buttons. And I'm not hearing any pairing sound. This is not good. This is not good, folks. Remember that saying I said? If it could go wrong, it would. Oh, jeez. Because I have not heard anything at all. Let's try pairing the remote again. One, two, three. Okay, nothing. And I don't know. Well, you can fall and you can just stay down there. Well, I now do not know what we may or may not have on the screen. Okay, so I just called Ira. I had to stop the recording and whatnot. We actually do have speech. Apparently, we didn't hear the chimes. But I found out from the Ira agent that it had the whole select language and English was highlighted. Let me grab the TV remote real quick, just because I need to turn down the TV just a bit. It's a little too loud.
Volume 7, Volume 14, Soundbar V5 Series HDMI.
All right, good enough, I guess. All right, so we are at the language screen at the moment. Once I pressed, so apparently the pairing must have taken, and I didn't know it, because we didn't even hear the chime for that. And I did reset the device, you know, I pulled the power and reset it, thinking, okay, maybe we missed something. The IRA agent did tell me, though, that the language thingy was there, so I tried turning on TalkBack just to see what would happen, and it did turn on, so now we do have TalkBack. So let's continue here.
Espanol.
No.
Press select. English. Press select to activate.
Okay.
Welcome. Heading out of grid.
Come on.
English.
Oh, okay. I have to use the
row one in grid one.
Do I have to use the arrow keys? Because I'm trying to get.
Welcome. Heading out of grid.
Come on.
English. Row one. United States.
Okay.
Row two.
There we go.
Press select to activate. Australia. Row three. Press select to activate. United States. Row two. Press select. Network connected. Continue. Out of grid.
Okay. Network.
Press select to activate.
Okay. So I'll push continue.
Downloading system update. System update. Step one of two. System update installing. Windows system update.
So I'm just using the up and down arrow keys to kind of read what's here at the moment.
13% progress bar.
I'll just let it sit right on that percentage bar. Because as you hear, when the progress bar moves, took me a minute to figure out how to, you know, to how to get to the United States thing, but I got there in the end.
Step two of two.
Okay.
Your Google TV streamer will restart automatically when the installation is complete. Step 2 of 2. Your Google TV streamer will restart automatically when the installation is complete.
Well, that's great, but I want a progress bar so I can see, you know, when you restart. But apparently there's no progress bar on this screen. There only was for the downloading, I guess. So I guess we just wait. This screen here.
Step 2 of 2.
It's still
18%.
Oh, there's
progress bar.
Okay, the other progress bar was down and kind of, you know, you had to go down to it. The second screen, you know, the 2 of 2, you have to go
21%.
Up. You have to go up to find the progress bar. Ever heard of consistency, Google? Hey, learn something new every day, I suppose. So now we're just waiting for this to install. Once we get past this part, I think things will be easier. It's 1:40 according to my watch because I just bumped it. So now I believe it's rebooting. I'm sorry there's some dead air in spots in this, but I...
We are adjusting the picture quality for you to experience a better UHD.
Oh, shut up, Samsung. Just shut up. I mean, I'm glad you're telling me things, but at the same time, I need to be listening for the device. I don't need to hear you, but... I don't know. Now, am I going to have to start... Oh, there it goes. I was going to say, am I going to have to start TalkBack all
Settings.
Over?
Settings. Connecting. Connected. Using speech services by Google. Please wait. Using speech services by Google.
Okay.
Logging service. Google Play Services. Sign in, use your Google account. Showing Gboard. Sign in. At gmail.com. Column 1.
Okay.
Grid. 1 row. 3 columns.
See, now
press
this...
select to activate.
Would you shut up? This is where I wish Google was like, would get on the ball and get like Samsung, where you, where they have some sort of app... Because, like, to set up a TV we recently got, one of the things I was able to do is use SmartThings to do the stuff on my phone and not on a remote. And it would be nice if Google had something very similar. Get with the times, Google. So, I now have to type and... typing my password is going to be a real right royal pain in the butt.
W. Whiskey.
Let's see.
In keyboard row. S. Sierra. D. F. G. H.
And I can
Hotel.
Tell you right now, I don't know
press
if it's...
press select to activate.
I don't know if it's because I haven't really set this thing up yet. It's not that much more responsive.
J. Juliet. J. F, S, A, Alpha, A, H, Hotel, B, N, M, Mike, M, Kilo. I. India. I. K. M. Mike. N. November. N. J. Juliet. J. H. F. D. Del. E. Echo. E. R. Ro. R. R. T. Y. Y.
Snore, snore, yawn, yawn, snore.
R. E. Echo. W. With. Q. A. Alpha. At. Press select. Delete. In keyboard. Go. In keyboard bottom row. Press select to active. Period. Delete. Shift. Press select to activate. Symbol keyboard. In keyboard bottom. Jammin' Jerry. 2. 2. In keyboard row 1. Press select to activate. 2. 7. 8. 9. 0. 0. 4. 3. 2. 1. Press 1. At. In keyboard. Jammin' Jerry 2011. More symbols. In letter keyboard. Jammin' Jerry 2011 at gmail.com.
Hey, that's
column
great.
Column 1. In grid.
That,
one row.
That
eight
works.
Columns.
That works.
Showing Gboard. Jammin' Jerry 2011 at outlook.com.
No.
Jammin' Jerry 2011 at gmail.com. Gmail.com. Press select to activate.
It sounded like you did it for me.
Period. In keyboard. L. O. L. L. Period. Go. In keyboard bottom row. Keyboard hidden. Out of keyboard. Welcome. Editing. Password. Edit box. Enter your password. Showing password keyboard.
This is going to be such
Quebec.
A pain in the butt.
In keyboard row. Go. Press select. Keyboard hidden. Out of keyboard bottom row. Please wait. Hi, Jared. By clicking accept, you agree to the Google Terms of Service and the Google Play Terms of Service. The Google Terms of Service also applies to your use of Assistant. The Google Privacy Policy describes how Google handles information generated as you use Google services. This device may also automatically receive and install updates and apps from Google. Some of these apps may offer optional in-app purchases. You can remove them or adjust their permissions at any time from the device settings. User activity will be visible to other users of the device, including recommendations and YouTube activity. Furthermore, additional Google accounts may sign in on this device, and Google will be able to infer relationships between signed-in accounts on this device. Accept, row 1, in grid, 4 rows, 1 column. Installing apps, installed 0 out of 7 applications.
Okay.
App installation complete, installed 7 out of 7 applications. Press select to activate.
Okay, let me know when you're done, because we don't need that.
Terms of service, row, accept, row 1. Press additional legal terms be clicking. I agree. You agree to the Google device Google device arbitration agreement, row 2. I agree, row 1. Google Servicesto learn more about a service, select it below. Data will be used according to Google's privacy policy, g.co/privacy policy, closing parenthesis. Select accept to confirm. Learn more, button, out of grid.
Where's accept?
Accept, button.
Thank you.
Press select to active. Google. Search across all your TV apps. To do this, allow it to share your requests with your TV's apps.
Fine.
You can turn this setting off at any time in your TV settings. Learn more at g.co/tvapsearch. Without this permission, Google Assistant may not be able to find all the content from your TV's apps. Google. Allow, row 1, in grid, 2 rows, 1 column.
I'm going to assume you're on
press
allow.
Press select to activate. Activate voice match on this TV. Google Assistant can use your previously recorded voice clips to recognize your voice on this device too. Voice match allows Assistant to identify. No thanks, row 2. I agree, row 1. Get personal results. Allow your assistant to give info specific to you on this device. No thanks, turn on, row 1. Get personal results, heading, out of grid. Google. Choose a home. By adding your TV to a Google Home, you can control it with other Google Assistant enabled devices nearby. You will also be able to use this TV to control a... Add another home. Home. Press select to activate.
I think that's the only home we have.
Choose a home. Heading. Home. Press select to activate. Choose a room. Selecting where this device is located will help organize your devices in... Living room. Row 3.
Living room.
Press select to activate. Choose a room. Heading. Out of grid.
I just did.
Not checked. Prime Video.
Oh.
Not checked. Netflix.
Okay, it's basically...
Press select to toggle.
It looks like it's asking what apps I want.
Choose your services.
Yep.
Heading. Not checked.
So,
Disney Plus. Press select to toggle.
All right. Sure, we'll do Disney Plus.
Checked. Not checked. Hulu.
No.
Press select to toggle.
Let's see.
Checked.
Anything?
Disney Plus. Not checked. Netflix.
Okay.
Press select to
toggle. Netflix.
Checked.
Okay.
Checked. Not checked. Confirm.
Oh.
Press select. Not checked. Hulu. Press. Checked. Netflix. Not checked. Prime Video.
All right, I had to go down
press
to the next
to
row.
Toggle.
All right, so we do want Prime Video.
Checked. Not checked. YouTube TV.
We definitely need
press
that installed.
Checked. Not checked. YouTube Music.
Sure.
Checked.
Is that?
Your selected services, apps. Checked. YouTube Checked. Prime Video. Not checked. Max.
Nope.
Press select to toggle. Not checked. Peacock TV.
No.
Not checked. Apple TV.
No.
Not checked. Sling TV.
No.
Not checked. Paramount Plus.
I don't think we're going to need anything else.
Not checked. Discovery Plus. Not checked. ESPN. Not checked. TikTok. Not checked. Philo. Press. Not checked. MLB. Not checked. NBA. Not checked. NFL. Not checked. Stars. Not checked. Crunchyroll.
I don't
press
think we
select
need
to
anything else.
Not checked. Viki.
At least
press
not at the
toggle.
Moment.
Not checked. Twitch. Not checked. Bet Plus. Not checked. DirecTV. Not checked. Spotify. Not checked. Tubi TV. Not checked. Twitch. Press select
all
to
right,
toggle.
So it looks like we're done.
Not checked. Bet. Not checked. DirecTV. Not checked. Spotify. Learn more at g.co.
Okay.
Not checked. Twitch.
Looks like I gotta go
press
all the way
to
the top.
Not checked. Sling TV. Not checked. Apple TV. Checked. YouTube Music. Not checked. Hulu. Confirm.
Yeah, I had to go
press
back.
Press select to activate.
So I had to go all the way back up to the top of the grid to find my confirm button.
Please wait. Google TV Streamer's remote is set up. Google TV Streamer's remote can now control the power and volume on this device, Samsung. Continue button. Press select. Get personalized recommendations from across your streaming services. Educational slides. Get personalized recommendations from across your streaming services.
Okay, my remote isn't doing anything.
Search with Google. Add favorites to your Google TV watch list.
Ugh. I'd rather not at the moment. Just trying to use the arrow keys to figure out where I'm supposed to go. It's acting real slow at the moment.
Control lights, cameras, thermostats, and more from your TV. You can also customize a button on your remote to open Google Home.
Okay, that's great. But I don't care. Let me out of here.
Get personalized recommendations from across your streaming services.
Okay, come on. Come on. If you're doing something, you should tell me you're doing something. Because I have no idea what you're...
Search with Google. Add favorites to your Google TV watch.
That's great. I'm going to assume it's installing some stuff. And the only reason I say assume, because we all know what assume
means.
Cast
videos, music, and more from your phone, tablet, or laptop to your TV.
This is all great. This is all beautiful, but I don't care. I want you to tell me what you're doing or give me my next button already.
Control lights, cameras, thermostats, and more from your TV. You can also customize a button on your remote to open Google Home. Get personalized recommendations from across your streaming services.
It's actually, I'm not even pushing keys now. It's just reading this stuff and just keeps reading it. I don't know why, but that's what it's
doing.
Play
a sound to help find your remote. You can also customize a button on your remote to open a favorite app or Google Home on your TV.
Blah, 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 blah.
Search with Google. Add favorites to your Google.
Yeah, my arrow keys are doing nothing right now. What happens if I just hit OK? Nothing.
Cast videos, music, and...
I'm kind of busy right now.
Control lights, cameras, thermostats, and... App installation complete. Installed 17 out of 17 applications. Setup wizard.
Finally!
Home. Google Play Protect is turned on. This feature protects your device from harmful apps. Home. Main user home screen. Notification center. Google TV. Not checked. Google Photos is screensaver. Display photos from your selected Google Photos albums when your TV is idle. Column 1, in grid, 1 row, 3 columns. Not checked. Multiple profiles. Add. Not checked. Google Photos is screensaver. Display. Google Photos is screensaver. Display photos from your selected Google Photos albums when your TV is idle. Checked. Loading albums. Not checked. recent highlights, your best auto-selected shots, column confirm, out of grid.
No.
Not checked. Recent highlights. Not checked. Jitcha Boys.
There we
154
go.
Photos, column 2.
154 photos in there. Cool.
Jitcha Boys. 154 photos. Checked.
Yeah, this thing is still rather sluggish.
Not checked. Recent highlights. Your best. Confirm. Out of grid.
Confirm.
Updating your preferences. Screensaver updated. Google TV. Selected. Checked. Google Photos as screensaver. Display photos from your selected Google Photos albums when your TV. Go to Google TV. Button. Out of grid.
Let's see. What's this other garbage?
Selected. Checked. Not checked. Multiple profiles. Add multiple. Not checked. Kids features. Create a profile for your kids, including family-friendly recommendations and parental controls. Column 3.
Okay, so we're done.
Selected. Go to Google TV. But
go to Google TV.
Home. For you. Button. Press select to activate. Live, button. Apps, button. Library, but search with Google Assistant.
So as
press
you
select
see,
select to activate.
I'm going to press the left arrow now.
Library, button.
Now.
Apps, button.
Now.
Live, button.
Now.
For you, button.
So
press select to activate.
I don't know if it has to like build up memory or something, but at least at the very moment, it's no faster than the Chromecast with Google TV. At least I don't think so. Let's see here. Watch
Microphone
Disney Junior on
Google.
YouTube TV.
All right. Playing Disney Junior on
TV.
YouTube TV.
Profiles. Jared Jitcha, jamandjerry2011 at gmail.com. Select a login, column 1, in YouTube TV, out of grid. Loading.
Okay. So, go home.
Home. For you, button. Press select to activate.
The only problem is I probably need to rename this device because I don't know what its name is, so I can't tell it from a different device, you know, watch Disney Junior on whatever. But I could do that from the home app, thank God. But let's see if now that I've logged into YouTube TV, let's see if it at least keeps that profile loaded and, let's see.
Microphone is recording. Google.
Got it. Playing Disney Junior on YouTube TV.
Microphone stopped recording. To go back to the last channel, press and hold, OK, or select on your remote.
Wait, your Halloween party? Yes. My parties are always the best.
Okay.
Now that I have this glittery...
Loading.
Yep.
NFL, add to library,
let's go
button,
home.
Home, for you, button.
Let's see.
Press select to activate.
Play
microphone
90s music.
Microphone is recording. Google.
Okay, check out this 1990s radio station on YouTube.
YouTube.
Varen Solfundira Blinsa.
How you doing, Bernie?
Oi, Bay! Oi, Bay!
How you doing, Bernie?
Okay, so...
Home. For you. Button.
It's definitely all
press
set
select
up.
Select to activate.
At the moment, it is definitely all set up. I just probably have to set, like, when do I want my screensaver to kick in. I definitely need to set its name because its name is probably something stupid. So I'll definitely need to do that. But as you can tell, it is set up. I personally don't think it's any faster. Now, I don't know if over time it'll start speeding up a little bit when I use arrow keys and stuff. But as of right now, I'm just going to come out and say, no, it's not any faster. Now, what is nice, though, is the fact that this has 32 gig of storage where, you know, now that I've got apps installed, I've probably got 20 to 23 gig remaining, where on the Chromecast with Google TV, it only had a total of 8 gig. By the time I had things installed, and that's assuming I even installed, you know, Netflix, Prime TV, YouTube TV, YouTube Music, stuff like that, I probably only had about 2 gig left. So, you know, of you had to be very, I had to be very picky and very selective as to what was installed, where at least on this, there's more room. The processor is a bit better. It does have more RAM. I do believe 4 gig. I can't quite remember the specs on the processor, but it is a newer processor. So overall, I mean, it's going to be better, but like I said, I just, at the moment, I don't see it being any faster. Maybe I can do a follow-up after we've used this for a little while, do a follow-up podcast, letting you guys know how things are running, maybe some changes I've made to see if, you know, I can get it to respond a little quicker. Other than that, that's all I've got for you at the moment. I do apologize for all of the pauses and such, but hey, you got to learn somehow, right? Hope you've enjoyed it, and see you on the next podcast.